360.
As everybody knows, in movies and TV, the actors who stand in the background not saying anything are called extras. But in the nomenclature of opera and ballet, they're supernumeraries, or simply supers.
Keep going. Every opera has a libretto. Every opera has a story. Every opera takes place in a historic context and therefore requires to be brought to life on stage. Let's say there's a battle in the music. So a director might stage 200 people to march across the stage or be seen in battle. For example, in Aida is a huge triumphant march. There is music. You have to have soldiers crossing the stage because that's what the music describes. You couldn't play the music and have not dozens and dozens of people cross the stage at that point. My name is Iggy Berlin. I work at the Metropolitan Opera and American Ballet Theatre as a supernumerary. A supernumerary is on stage in the theatre what an extra would be in movies. It's also referred to as a spear carrier because that's what you do. You carry a spear and you walk across the stage or standing somewhere with, you know, possibly a sword or a torch. But mostly it's just people that will fill the scene with a crowd. To be a successful supernumerary, you have to have certain qualities, like you have to be reliable and you also have to get along with people. Like you have to be able to take direction. You have to understand that the opera is not necessarily about you. You know, your part is to be part of a story, to fill the stage, because there is a story and a historical context to the opera. Even if it doesn't specifically say a number of people in the score, it might be up to the director or the producer to say, like, oh, we will have 150 people march across the stage here. So I started acting when I was 10 back in Germany as a child. I added later ballet lessons, ended up dancing and supering in ballet productions and opera productions back in Germany, and then joined the army, finished the army. Then about a year later, I continued studying at the Ballet Academy of Cologne. I came to New York in the summer of 1989. And the following spring, I auditioned for American Ballet Theatre as a supernumerary, and I've been in almost every production since. So at the Opera House, you might get to, besides carrying chairs and tables and props and torches, sometimes you're moving parts of the scenery, or sometimes you're just pretending to move parts of the scenery.
Upstage door, side doors.
And the pay structure is that you do get paid by act, which is not all that high, but there's extra pay for if you carry a torch or open flame, extra for heavy carries. If you do stage combat, in a production of Turandot, it's the second scene of the second act, and it's endless. And we stand there, it's a riddle scene. It goes on and on and on. We are under hot lights, it's a very bright scene. Everybody is dressed in white. Multiple layers of costuming, masks, headpieces, if not bald caps, possibly wigs. So it requires quite some discipline to stand there and endure the lights, the heat of the costume. And I do remember I just turned to the side as I see someone throwing up And because he was wearing a mask like everybody else, it was coming through the eye-opening of the mask. But I think he was all right. One day, someone entered the opera house as, you know, audience with his friend's ashes that he then threw off the balcony into the orchestra, thinking that he was doing his friend a favor, spreading his ashes at the Metropolitan Opera House, which then ended up probably in a vacuum cleaner. So the opera house was not the final resting place for this poor person. This is Renee Fleming singing Marietta's lead, and was from the Met's 125th year gala celebration. We were used to move props, and once I was done, I decided to go into the house and just watch the rest of the show unfold. And then René Fleming walks on stage and sings this aria from an opera. It's called Die Tote Stadt. So she starts singing, and it's just so breathtakingly beautiful. I'm stunned that I have the pleasure to sit there and experience this. And it's so beautifully executed. It's like eating really good cake or whatever your pleasures might be. It's unbelievable. I think I've been a supernumerary for this long because I really do love the art form. And as a child, I wanted to be an opera singer. And even though I didn't become an opera singer, I'm working at one of the most important opera houses in the world. So I have to understand that, you know, I'm there to move the story along. I'm there to just fill the stage a little with life and, you know, my character. Possibly nobody is going to discover you, you know, even if you fill a costume nicely, and, you know, nobody's going to ask you to dance in the next ballet or to sing in the next opera. But it's rewarding, and it's an amazing place to be at and watch the art unfold live every day, every night. And even if you don't speak the language, there's a strong emotion there. There's a story that possibly touches you and thrills you, and you're part of that story.
That was Iggy Berlin, who works at the Metropolitan Opera as a supernumerary. Of course, it's six syllables. And by the way, Iggy also performs as a drag artist in clubs around New York City most weekends. That story, part of our ongoing series about unsung heroes, was produced by Studio 360's Morgan Flannery. So, do you know somebody who's essential to making works of entertainment or art, but who is, as they say, below the line, maybe way below, and so never gets any kind of recognition? If so, tell us their story in a voicemail or email and send it to incoming@studio360.org. They might become our next unsung hero.